It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have got a crew from Helper Middle School. I have got student body people. I have got girls wrestlers. We're going to talk about that new thing going on up there. Lots of fun. It's starting to pick up some traction. Just recently, Carbon High started looking for a girls wrestling coach. So we're going to get these girls ready until so they can move on. And you know what? It's just another opportunity for them to get out and show what they've got. And look at it this way. When you get into high school, it's scholarship opportunities. You can get school paid for. So we're going to talk about all that. And then, of course, we'll wrap up with Principal Robert Bradley. But first, we're going to talk with Mrs. Black from up at Helper Middle School. One of my favorite teachers, one of my kids' favorite teachers. And she is here, and she's brought some kids with her because she is the student body government advisor. So, Mrs. Black, how are you this morning?
Fantastic. How are you, Dave?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. I love it when Helper Middle comes in because that's my school.
Yeah. Once so, a ram, always a ram.
Always. You can't get away from it. So you are the advisor up there. What kind of things do the student government get to do up there?
Oh, so many activities. So our elections always start at the beginning of the year. And I do that so that the incoming sixth graders can have an opportunity to participate. And the kids have to create a video. That's their campaign speech. And it's played throughout the week at school. And they did a fantastic job this year. I was so impressed. And I've brought three of our four officers today. We have one that's sick, but I'm going to have them introduce themselves in just a minute, and we'll get to know them better.
All right. We're gonna take over one by one, and I'm going to have Winter come up to the mic first. Winter, go ahead and introduce yourself.
I'm Winter Salazar. I am the student body president of Helper Middle School.
So how are things going, according to the student body president? How are things going at Helper Middle right now?
I think they're going really good. We have a lot of planning that we do, but it's going really good.
No discipline issues? No anybody that they need to be kept in line or anything like that? Things are going well?
No, it seems all good.
Glad to hear that. So we were going to talk with you about, you guys have a, well, of course, next week, we've got the big light parade. 2 weeks, actually. We've got the light parade coming up in Helper. And Helper Middle always seems to be big when it comes to the light parade in Helper. So I'm sure you've got something planned for that. And can you give us a hint as to what you guys are going to do this year?
I'm going to try to get some of my mom's Christmas lights off of her lawn so we can put it on a trailer.
And make sure you put them back? Or you just, like, I don't know what happened to them, Mom.
They're just disappearing.
So you guys always do great things, and the light parade is always fun. Even when it's freezing cold, the light parade is fun.
Yeah.
Right? All right. So you keep things going up there at Helper Middle, and you keep them in line. We're going to bring the next one in. Go ahead, and Izzy, go ahead and step up to the mic. Who are you? What do you hold in the student body government there? What position?
I'm Isabella Prettyman, and I am the student body vice president.
So you keep Winter in line.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good then, as long as it's all about checks and balances, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And you wanted to talk about, you guys have a food drive going on up there right now. So let's talk about that for a moment.
So we've just decided, we've done this for like quite a few years now, and we just want to like put like some food like for people that need it and just be there.
So if anyone from, is this just really students bringing food in, or if anybody has food that they wanted to donate, could they do that as well?
Yeah, anybody, if you have food that you want to donate, yeah, you could totally bring it into the food drive. It really helps.
Okay, every little bit helps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Every little bit helps. How do you like being a student body officer at Helper Middle School?
I like it really well, and on the food drive note, we're having a competition for grade levels, like 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. So that's a competition for the grades. So.
Oh, very cool. And what does the winner get?
They get a hot chocolate donut party, because why not?
What else are you going to do when it's cold outside, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Izzy, thank you so much. Let's get the next member of student body to step up here.
I'm Natalie Cartwright, and I'm the historian.
Natalie Cartwright, historian. What does a historian do?
You kind of just help plan, and like you're just kind of the helper.
So then you keep those two in line.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. And so what do you like about being in student body up there at Helper Middle School?
It's really fun. So everyone got to make a t-shirt design, and then Miss Black decides what shirt design she likes most. So it's really fun.
Very, very, very cool. Now, another thing that you do, you're kind of a switch hitter because you're on the wrestling team as well, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on the wrestling team.
So let's talk about that. Let's talk about girls wrestling. And this is, once again, something new that's coming to, really, it sounds like the district. And so what do you like about girls wrestling? Let's put it that way.
Like, my friends do it. Like, Claire, she's on the wrestling team. And, like, my little cousin's on the wrestling team. So it's, like, all fun. And we get really competitive sometimes.
Well, that's okay. It's okay to get competitive. That's the whole point of it, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, you're not going to, I was just told, you guys will wrestle in tournaments, right? That's how that'll work. Go ahead, and Claire, and take over. Claire?
Yeah, we don't really, like, wrestle in, like, school. But, like, we wrestle in, like, tournaments, not, like,
we don't wrestle in
regions. Yeah, we don't wrestle in regions.
All right, and we're speaking with Claire Fawcett right now. Yeah. You forgot to tell everybody
your
name.
Sorry, I'm Claire Fawcett.
And you come by it honest. Because, now, is your dad helping out with the girls' team as well, or is he just mostly with the boys' team at Helper?
The Helper, well, he's doing both right now. So he's doing, like, the boys' one. Like, he's teaching them, too. And then, like, in the morning, we, like, the girls wrestle.
So how is that, having your dad as the coach?
He's been my coach for, like, it's nice. Yeah.
It's nice.
And he, yeah.
You know, the funny the thing about it is he probably... And you two listen into this, he probably expects more from her than anybody else on the team.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure right there, isn't it?
Yeah. And he also, like, he coached my brothers. He coached, like, my brothers did it, and it was so fun. And it's just so fun to carry on that name.
All right. And the boys' team is getting rolling now. They'll be having meets every week pretty much now, until, except the holidays, they'll take the time off.
Yeah.
So the wrestling team and the wrestling season is going full steam. We're going to bring in Madeline now. Madeline, hop up to the mic. Madeline, how are you?
I'm good.
Tell everybody who you are.
I'm Madeline Stowe.
Okay. And
my brother does wrestling, too.
He does, too?
Mm-hmm.
Well, everywhere. Everywhere. Now, let's talk for a moment, because, Madeline, I heard a rumor that you don't go to Helper Middle School.
I don't.
You come over from Sally Morrow for the wrestling team.
Yeah, I do.
Well, you got to start sometime, right?
Yeah. Next year, I'll be in middle school, though.
Well, and how are things going for you on the wrestling team this year?
It's going
really, really good.
Do you like
it? Really good, yeah. Do you? You think it's something you want to keep going at and keep doing?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's now, fun.
Question for you, and you know, you don't have to answer this, but have you and your brother ever wrestled even at home?
Well, I practice with him, so
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And you don't have to tell me how it goes. That's between you and him. All right, ladies of Helper Middle School, thank you so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate you taking out the time. Now I'm going to spend some time talking to the principal and ask him how y'all really are at school. How's that sound?
Good.
All right. Thank you so much. That's a good bunch of kids.
They're an amazing group of kids.
Oh, always. Well, they're Helper Middle School kids.
Well, it's staffed with rock star teachers, and we have rock star kids that show up. I don't think we could have a better staff or better group of kids this year than I have ever had at this school.
And that's awesome. And and of course, now you guys are into the new school and living the life there, right?
We are. It is nice to have construction done. That is probably one of the biggest issues we experienced in the last 2 years. It is fantastic to have that completed. Obviously, there's little bits here and there that are still being worked on. But for the most part, we're in that place. It is super nice. We had an incredible open house that had a lot of people show up, a lot of real people that have a history to the school and a connection to it, and got to see some of the stuff that was in the time capsule. They got to see some of the new things, some of the things that we had preserved. It was just overall a really good night.
And so now we just head into, we've got Thanksgiving and then that Christmas break. And what's going to go on at Helper Middle, you know, starting right after the Christmas break? Do you guys have any kind of testing that goes on or anything like that?
No, thankfully we don't. Most of that gets reserved till May at this point. The reality is, this is what I would like to describe as a normal year, which, you know, post-COVID or COVID and then post-COVID with masks and then construction, I don't think we've had a normal year in the last 5 years, and so this is just fantastic. So being able to do all of the things that we like to do at the school, all the recognitions, the Breakfast of Champions that we just had for first quarter students. We like to have, obviously, all of the extracurricular activities, but assemblies. And we had a really nice thing where we had some of our alumni that came down. We had state champions that that came down. Salas, Jukes, and Stowe, all three of those had earned a state championship, and we were able to bring those down to the school and recognize them and introduce them to the student body. Wanted to give our student body a kind of a lift and let them know what things they could accomplish.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Principal Robert Bradley, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for bringing in the kids like you always do, because that's what it's all about, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And you know what? Happy holidays, and we'll be talking. It'll be 2023 the next time.
It won't be too long.
Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.